What's up, everybody? This is Hush, a.k.a. How You Stop Him. And today is Monday, July 16th, 2018. I want to give a special birthday shout-out to my niece. Hope you enjoyed your day. Last left off on Who's Really Down For You. Now, this was big because I was giving you different levels of who to trust, how you can size them up, who's really down, who's partially down, and who's just around. It's a big difference between the three. And I broke down how to really tell. I mean, I can't really say that you'll be able to tell just off of my segment, but I'm just telling you to pay more attention and look at more signs. But that doesn't mean to go sizing everybody up, because some are actually good, most likely, in your circle. Anyway, moving on, I wanted to touch on the fact that I feel when men are together, you can have a different type of guy in this group. It could be one guy who's A1, loyal, good dude, straight up. Then you can have a dude who's still trying to find his way. You know, he's not terrible and he's not A1. You know, he does the right thing sometimes. He just needs a little push, a little motivation. Then a guy that's just completely doggy dog. Like, he just boning and that's all he care about. Then you got the ones that's just lying and running game. So I'm not judging none of these different examples. What I'm saying is, a guy of each type can be together and can relate, have a conversation, and still view things similar. That doesn't mean they're gonna all react to it similar, but they can relate, you know? And while they're having this convo, a beautiful female could walk past, they'll all have the similar reaction. Lust, attractiveness, sex, these things are sometimes made to look like there can be abusive or destructive or not a good thing. It's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? It's just what you do before, during, and after it, how you carry yourself. You know, I know women don't want to be looked at as just objects. I get it. But you too have the right to look at men as the same. I'm not saying two wrongs make a right, and that probably was a bad way to mislead, you know, to lead you down a path. What I'm saying is, this thing called sex, this thing called, you know, being attracted to somebody, lust, these are not, you know, they may compare it to the devil. It may be devilish, but it's not a bad thing. And the point of all of this is that no matter how good the dude is or how bad the dude is, we could all relate on it. Like, we could all say, damn, you know, that was an attractive female. I would like to, you know what I mean? But, you know, that doesn't mean that they both are going to react in the same way. So now, the complex part about women is that now you could take women in the same scenario. A A1 woman, you know, just do the women version of what I just said. I don't got to repeat all of each individual's. The same group of women together, and a man walks past or whatever, or the subject is man, they'll be at each other's throats about it. I don't get it. And this is just speculation for some groups. I'm not saying you don't have nobody that's going to be able to click and get along on it. I just know that we all could relate men-wise, you know. Even the men who are bitter, scorned, or whatever, they might be a little bit out of the loop and talk a little crazy like they can't relate, but you put them in that actual situation and all that shit is out the window, you know. It's sad. I know women say it's sad to think that men could think that sex can solve problems. Can't solve major problems, but it sure could make you feel a lot better. You know, it's like everything that we can criticize, like alcohol, people drink to feel better, people smoke to feel better. I think if you make this list, sex is the best one out of all of these shits. Liquor could kill you, smoking could kill you. Sex could if not done properly or safely, but I still think it's the safer out the three. You know what I mean? It's just so crazy. I was just, you know, thinking about it, how men might be a little bit too on it physically, right? Nah, I totally disagree. You know, I think it's harder for men's age of peak to be determined. You know, what ages between and between is the men most horny, most chasing, most conquering, most give me that. That's a large window. Women, yeah, listen, I don't want us to be at odds end when it comes to this. I want women to jump on board. Yo, it's okay to be horny as hell too. It's okay to be like, damn, I want to take him down. It's about how you go about it. It's about how, when, a lot of different things. Don't just think, you know, don't think that that's a bad thing. Again, like I said, it's a time and place for everything. Still choose wisely. Still be smart and mature about things. But don't minus the importance of physical attraction and sex. God bless. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.